And now it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday the 25th of May. There are warnings of gales in Forties, Cromartie, Forth, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, Bailey, 992. Expected, Faroes, 981 by 1800 on Sunday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, southeast 4 to 6, veering at southwest 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. North Utsira, south Utsira, east 40s. Southeasterly, veering at southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time, occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. West 40s, Cromartie, Forth. South 4 to 6, veering west 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time. Rain, then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. South 4 or 5, veering west or southwest 5 to 7. Rain, then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first. Humber, Thames, southwest 5 to 7, veering west 4 to 6, rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, southwest veering west 5 to 7, occasional rain, then fair, good, occasionally poor at first. North Biscay, southwesterly veering northwesterly 4 to 6, rain, then fair, moderate or good. South Biscay, variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasional rain, moderate or good. Trafalgar, South Fitzroy, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. North Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 in North Fitzroy, rain then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Irish Sea, west 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, rain then squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, northwest backing west 6 to gale 8, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, cyclonic, becoming west or northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, rain then thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming mainly west or northwest, 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Occasional rain, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. And Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in east, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southwest 4, recent rain, 8 miles, 994, falling more slowly. Stornoway, south by west 4, slight rain, 9 miles, 992, falling. Lerwick, southwest by west 3, 11 miles, 995, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, southeast by south, 2, rain, 1.5 miles, 994, falling. Aberdeen, calm, 8 miles, 995, falling. Lookers, southwest, 2, slight rain, 3 miles, 996, falling. Bulmer, south, 3, rain, 5 miles, 998, falling. Bridlington, southwest 3, 15 miles, 1,002, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west 7, 2 miles, 1,011, falling slowly. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west 6, 5 miles, 1,012, falling slowly. Jersey, west by south 4, rain, 1 mile, 1,015, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south, southwest 5, 5 miles, 1,013, falling slowly. Scilly Automatic, southwest by west 5, recent drizzle, 6 miles, 1,011, falling more slowly. Milford Haven, southwest by west, 5, slight rain. 7 miles, 1,006, falling more slowly. Aberporth, southwest, 6, rain. 13 miles, 1,005, falling more slowly. Valley, southwest by south, 6, mist. 3 miles, 1,002, falling more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southwest, 6. 6 miles, 1,002, falling. Valencia, northwest by west, 4. 14 miles, 1,008, rising. Ronald's Way, south, southwest, 6. Rain, 3 miles, 999, falling more slowly. Mallon Head, southwest, 4. 9 miles, 995, now rising. And Macrahanish Automatic, west, northwest, 2, heavy rain, 700 metres, 996, falling more slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Saturday, the 24th of May. The general situation. Strong winds will affect most waters with changeable weather conditions from the Atlantic. Gales look set to affect some waters off Scotland during Sunday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southeast 3 or 4, veering west 6 to gale 8, backing southwest 5 to 7 later. Rain, then squally showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, south 4 or 5, veering west or southwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time, occasional rain and then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southwest 4 to 6, veering west 5 to 7, backing southwest 4 or 5 later, occasional rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time, occasional rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 later. Occasional rain, then fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southwest veering west 5 to 7, occasionally 4 later. Occasional rain, then fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or southwest 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first. Occasional rain or drizzle, then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwest veering west 5 to 7. Occasional rain or drizzle, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, west or southwest 5 to 7, occasional rain or drizzle, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southwest veering west 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, occasional rain or drizzle, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man, west or southwest 5 to 7, showers, mainly good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time in north. Rain and drizzle, then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly veering westerly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time near the Mull of Kintyre. Rain and drizzle, then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwest veering west 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time. Rain and drizzle, then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming west 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time. Rain and drizzle, then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And the Shetland Isles, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming west or southwest 6 to gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9 later. Rain or showers, fog patches for a time, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin.
What links Nina Simone?
To village people.
Mendelssohn.
To Taylor Swift.
I'm Anna Phoebe.
I'm Jeffrey Boachie.
And we're back, finding surprising links between tracks.
Taking a deep dive into the music.
And creating a playlist that spans eras, genres and continents.
Join us on
Add to Playlist.
Listen on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
And this is where we say goodbye for the night, as I'm just about to hand over to the BBC World Service, who'll keep you company through the night. Thank you all for listening with us tonight here on Radio 4. This is Kelsey Bennett at Broadcasting House in London. From me and Andrew Peach in the newsroom, we wish you a very good bank holiday weekend and have a quiet and restful night. Good night.
Welcome to The Inquiry on the BBC World Service. Rice shelves in many supermarkets are empty across Japan.
People walked into the supermarket in order to purchase rice, but they realised that the shelves are empty. This shortage has been exacerbated by psychological factors and delays in policy response.
The staple food also has strong spiritual and cultural connections.
Throughout history, with the aid of a government, the rice became the symbolic symbol for the Japanese.
But lack of availability means record-breaking prices.
The capacity of the economy to produce rice has just come under incredible strain.
This week we're asking, what does Japan's rice crisis say about its economy?
If the price goes down, making that rice will not be profitable again.
I'm Charmaine Cozier. Join me on The Inquiry after the news.
Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The Iranian director, Jafar Panahi, has urged Iranians to set aside their differences after he won the prestigious Palme d'Or at Cannes for his film It Was Just an Accident. In his acceptance speech, Panahi said the country's freedom was the most important thing. No one should dare to tell us what clothes we should wear, he said, or what we should do.
This award isn't really about me. It's for all the filmmakers who are unable to work. But we hope that everyone will be able to do so after this award and find a way to work and make films.
Mr. Panahi, who served time in jail before leaving Iran in 2023, vowed to return to his home country, saying he was not at all scared. The head of the regional administration in the Ukrainian city of Kupiansk says 90% of the town has been damaged or destroyed. Andriy Besedin said the security situation was critical. Ali McConnell reports.
Mr. Besedin says Kupiansk is coming under constant attack as Russia tries to break through to capture the city. Kupiansk lies about 50 kilometres from the Russian border. It's a major transport hub on the Oskil River. Last month, Ukraine's military said Russian troops were intensifying efforts to regain territory on the river's west bank to support a broader offensive in the Kharkiv region. Russia originally took the city at the start of its full-scale invasion in 2022, but it was recaptured by Ukraine later the same year.
Another night of drone attacks has been reported in both Kiev and Moscow. Officials in the Ukrainian capital said around a dozen enemy drones had reached Kiev's airspace, with more expected. There have been reports of explosions in the city. Meanwhile, Russia's defence ministry said its air defences had destroyed almost 100 Ukrainian drones, mostly in central and southern regions, as well as in the capital. An earlier massive